It is hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. A little late getting to NFL Sunday, but here we are. We're going to discuss it. I wrote down the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 teams that are currently 2-0.
All right.
I wouldn't have bet a bottom dollar on about six of them. Buffalo, okay, but I didn't know Buffalo was going to be this good. They're pretty good. New Orleans?
They've been good.
They've blown out everybody.
Yeah, they blew out.
Carolina, you said, well, that's Carolina. Yesterday, they went to Dallas and won by about six.
Dallas has gotten blown out now in two straight home games, which is strange, to say the least.
Tampa Bay won at Detroit yesterday.
That's not a huge surprise to me. I think you picked the Buccaneers. If anybody did,
only
if either
for
of us,
3 points.
No, I'm talking about in our preseason. No, neither of us picked the Buccaneers to have the most wins.
I might have picked New Orleans.
How many 2-0 teams do we have? You have the Chiefs, Bills, Saints.
Well, I'm pretty good.
I have the Texans.
I picked the Texans.
No, I have the Texans.
What do you mean?
In our eight teams that we picked at the beginning of the season where we see who has the most wins. The 49ers, they lost, so they're not 2-0. I have the Texans, Ravens, no, Lions, no, Falcons, no, Dolphins,
you're in trouble.
No. Eagles could be 2-0.
You are in big trouble.
Bengals are 0-2, Jags are 0-2.
Who are my, I've already won that. Who are my eight?
49ers.
They're 1-1.
Chiefs.
2-0.
Cowboys.
1-1.
Bills.
2-0.
Saints.
2-0.
Packers.
1-1.
Bears.
1-1.
Yeah, they did win. And the Rams, who are 0-2.
Yeah, the Rams have been disappointing. Okay, you got Tampa Bay, 2-0. Nobody would have thought. Minnesota's 2-0.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Sam Darnold's been very impressive.
He's been good.
How does that happen?
He's
they
got
must have
talent.
A heck of a coach.
Their coach is that one guy.
Yeah,
Kevin O'Connell.
O'Connell. Stefanski's at Cleveland. Seattle, with a new coach, is 2-0. And they won on the road. Now, it's only New England, but they won.
Speaking of where did that come from, it's been a few years now, but Geno Smith.
Let me get through this.
Okay.
Then we'll get to Geno Smith.
It's amazing.
The Chargers are 2-0. Have they played anybody?
They played Carolina and the Raiders.
By the way, my Raiders.
Now they're your Raiders. Okay.
Well, they were... That was fun to watch.
They came back on the Ravens.
And won on the road in Baltimore. That was interesting. Pittsburgh, the team you can't stand. They're 2-0.
I don't mind Pittsburgh anymore. I just didn't like Ben Roethlisberger.
Because you know why they're 2-0? Because that man, Mike Tomlin,
well, they have
is
a great
a
defense. Yeah, but no one likes that. No one wants to watch the Steelers play. I bet even Steelers fans are like, we got to sit through another 16-7 game.
You know what they love? Winning.
Yeah, but that's not going to play in the postseason. Someone's going to stomp them and they'll head home.
Well, I don't agree with you there. I like watching the Steelers.
Who'd they play yesterday?
I'm looking
Denver.
For it. Yeah, Denver.
They've played Denver and Atlanta and... Yeah, you should be able to hold those teams down a little bit. Atlanta to a lesser degree, but Denver, they have nothing.
I like the Steelers.
Like them.
Kansas City and Houston, teams we probably expected. Although now Isaiah Pacheco goes out with an injury. Lost from my fantasy team.
Chiefs
have
some
Christian
problems.
McCaffrey. And by the way, can we just get it out of the way? That was pass interference. All these people from Cincinnati and wanting to say that, well, that was obvious pass interference. I mean, it was unfortunate for the Bengals. They win that game if that doesn't happen. But it did happen.
You have to not do things like that. You have to not get a penalty for going too far with your language. If you are a team that says, hey, we're the team to beat and everybody knows it, you have to not only back that up, but be composed enough.
By the way. Yeah, I agree with you. By the way, the Steelers, who you don't like.
I didn't say that.
Here's their upcoming schedule. They get the Chargers at home. Now, that's interesting simply because maybe the Chargers are better than
Harbaugh. V. Tomlin's an interesting coaching.
Then they go to Indianapolis. They get the Cowboys at home. They go to the Raiders. They are at home against the Jets and Giants. They go to Washington. Their schedule is, now they have Baltimore and the Chiefs and the Bengals all coming up in the second half of their schedule. Don't count them out.
No one counts out the Steelers. No one counts out the Steelers. They finish with a winning record every year. I'm just saying I don't know if their style of play is going to take them all the way. There, I made a little rhyme for you.
I don't know that either.
But the AFC might not be great.
Well.
And they might be able to.
It's a little too early to pronounce that. Baltimore will recover.
Yeah, but 0-2 is 0-2. That's a hole you got to climb out of.
Justin Fields yesterday, 13 of 20, 117 yards, one touchdown. Najee Harris, 69 yards. They don't do anything offensively to excite you. You're right. But if they can just, if Justin Fields just doesn't make mistakes, they're going to be okay.
Here's what I'll say about that. Oh, if you start 0-2, there's a 15% chance. They present it like it's hard to climb out of 0-2, which it isn't. You can just start winning and you'll be fine. The reason the teams that start 0-2 don't often go to the playoffs is because the 0-2 teams suck, typically.
Well, yeah.
It's not that it's hard to rebound from 0-2. You just have to be good to do it.
The Chiefs yesterday weren't impressive. I'll give Cincinnati some credit for that. Cincinnati basically outplayed them. But when the Chiefs need it, whatever they need, something happens to benefit the Chiefs. But we'll see.
Don't say that. You're just playing right into the conspiracy.
No, I'm not
theorists.
Doing that at
but,
all.
But
they are like... there is gold dust associated with that win yesterday. Isaiah Pacheco, as we mentioned, was the guy. 90 yards on the ground. Mahomes had a couple moments, but threw two picks. I don't know.
I don't know either. Travis Kelce hasn't been much of a factor. We know they lost Hollywood Brown basically for the season. Pacheco's out, what, 6 to 8, I think I saw.
He's out more than that. That's a broken fibula, my
friend. I saw 6 to 8.
Oh, you can have your 6 to 8.
6 to 8 with a
leg. I just dropped him from my fantasy.
You dropped him?
Do I need to go back and get him?
Well, you won't be able to.
Let me figure that. What do you mean I won't be able to?
I don't know. That's a guy you stash. I think you have an IR spot.
Well, I already stashed McCaffrey there.
Well, okay. But who?
I got more injuries than I know what to do with.
Is Carson Steele going to be your guy coming up next?
Well, I claimed him.
Well, I wouldn't. I don't know if I'd say that out loud.
What do you mean?
These guys are scavengers. So they hear you claimed him. Now they're going to go try to block it.
I got a lot of transactions. I claimed Trevor McBride about 9 times on my, and it never went through, so I just kept claiming him. How does that work?
I don't know. It doesn't say that. I think that's just on your end. You went and got Brian Thomas. That's a good pickup. He had like 2.
No, I'm trying
80.
To drop him.
Why?
I don't know what I'm doing. I honestly don't. I hate this app. And how you ever talked me into doing this.
I didn't. I tried to talk you out of it.
It makes no sense. Where's my friend Duda when I need him?
I doubt Duda knows exactly what he's doing. He was a guy who couldn't even log into the league until week 6.
It's frustrating.
Well, here's your guy you need to go get. It's probably going to be Braylon Allen, the backup to Breece Hall, who was heavily involved yesterday. Tank Bigsby, he took some carries.
Send me a text.
He took carries
and don't say it out loud.
Etienne in week 1.
Here's what the Chiefs have now. They've won a couple games at home against teams. We knew their first two games were going to be tests. Now they go to Atlanta in week 3. They go to the Chargers. They have the New Orleans Saints coming after that. Suddenly New Orleans looks like Derek Carr's like, what? Have you seen his numbers?
Yeah, they've scored like...
But turn your mic on.
They've scored like... has it been off this whole thing?
Why would you turn your life, your mic off?
Because I was drinking water.
I don't get it. I'll never understand.
Gulping sounds in the microphone.
Then they go to the 49ers. They go to the Raiders. They have the Buccaneers at home. Suddenly the schedule's looking tougher than maybe we anticipate.
Well, they're the Chiefs. They're always going to have a tough schedule because they get put on national TV every week.
They have the Steelers, Texans, Chargers, Bills coming up in the second half. This is all a marathon, but then you get caught up looking at schedules, and it really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Anybody beat anybody except Carolina.
We'll have Jesse Newell on Wednesday to talk more in depth about the Kansas City Chiefs. What were your other thoughts on the league yesterday? I'm just all these upsets and not knowing who's good.
I don't know. I just felt
it doesn't do that much for
me. We talked about it, but Ja'Marr Chase is a coward. I hate guys like that who are going to talk and talk during the week, and then you get a penalty on you that really is basically almost cost you the game or leads to it, and you say, "I'm not talking about that." Then you're worthless, Ja'Marr. I know you're a good player, but if you're just gonna pop off during the week and then not be accountable, I hate stuff like that. So that was
That's Ja'Marr Chase. He went ballistic, got a bad penalty, then went over and yelled at his coach, threw his helmet. Nothing good about it.
He's always been a malcontent by all accounts.
Yeah, he's not. I don't know that he's somebody that you can get to the promised land with, but we'll see.
Yeah, and if he's already upset about his contract, then it's a bad recipe.
Is Kelce done?
I don't know. We thought that kind of toward the end of last year, but then he turned it on for the playoffs and was incredible. But I will say this. I don't know if it equates to him being done, but he's Taylor Swift's boyfriend, and that's starting to catch up with him. He's doing a lot of projects. He's acting. He did his podcast. He signed for $100 million. So I don't know. It seems like he's starting to think about life away from football a little bit more.
Well, who wouldn't?
That's what I'm saying.
In his position.
I get it.
He'd be a fool not to.
He's set for life, and, you know.
And this guy's going to – who knows what he's going to accomplish beyond the game of football.
I would say this is his last year.
Now, they moved Jason Kelce into the Monday Night Football booth with Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, and I don't like that.
He's in the booth? I thought he was just pregame.
No, he's going to be in the booth.
Oof. Yeah, that shouldn't happen.
I don't think I like that.
No, we want to not that Jason Kelce won't be professional, but he's a pregame guy. He's a personality guy.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are a national brand.
I've got the personality covered in the Manning cast.
You know what? That's the if we do a Bob and Jeff draft, that's going to be it. Best broadcast duos.
I don't know if I want to do a draft today.
I love that. Do you want to do it? That is so good.
There's plenty to talk about.
Well, we'll talk about it, but when are we going to do the Bob and Jeff draft?
I thought we called off the drafts at
football
season.
Well, we did, but I thought there was a need for it today.
Yeah, maybe.
You don't want to do it.
Still haven't talked any baseball.
We'll talk about college football.
Haven't talked much about college
baseball.
Football.
Boy, I like that category, though.
Oh, well, if you want to do it, let's do it.
Duos or trios?
Duos.
Well, what about Dandy Don, Frank Gifford, and Howard Cosell?
I guess you don't get them.
Well, I don't know if I like that.
Gonna have to figure it out. Are there 16?
What about Jim?
Good enough?
Who was with Billy Packer and Al McGuire? Was that Jim Nance? Has he been around that long?
I thought so. That's in my day. It was.
Man,
at least Billy Packer.
That's amazing.
He's kind of old. I bet he's 70.
How's that old?
I'm just kidding.
Jim Nance is slightly older than me.
About that?
Or slightly younger.
Jim Nance, believe it or not, is 65 years old.
He's younger. Good for him.
He's been around for a long time.
He has been around a long time. All right, we'll put off the Bob and Jeff draft until later in the week, but I do want to do that category.
Is there a due today this week?
He's here Wednesday.
Exciting.
And then Friday, he's also available. I may take off that day.
Do what you got to do.
And then next week, we have a day off with the Royals. And we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Did you watch the awards last night? What?
You know the answer to that question.
Well, I didn't either, but I recorded them. And
I watched the Sunday night game for the most part.
Yeah.
Until it was too late and I went to sleep.
I watched a little. We had it on.
Yeah, it wasn't that interesting.
Can I say this?
Nico Collins?
I had some friends over.
Who?
I'll tell you later.
Sure you will.
Did I, I haven't said, but the Chicago Bears, I love their helmets.
The orange ones last night?
Yeah. And their jerseys were orange, too. I didn't quite like the combination of so much orange. Had I been designing that, I would have gone the orange helmet, the navy blue jersey, and I would have taken a look at how that looked. You know, I'm a fashion kind of guy.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I mean, I think
everybody knows that.
I like that stuff.
You do?
I would have taken a look at that. But uh-huh. I absolutely loved the helmet.
It's a nice little helmet they had. You don't see a lot of orange helmets, so it stands out for sure.
But anyway, we had people over, and we had the game on and recorded the Emmys, and I'll get to that later.
Oh, yeah, I haven't heard a single thing about the Emmys, except I think Steve Martin and Martin Short were there.
Philadelphia-Atlanta tonight, the NFL game. I've got a Cardinals game that I'll probably...
Yeah, I'm not going to be watching.
Who do you got? Who do you have?
We have Minnesota for four coming in. So we can either bury them or let them back
in.
Well,
it's big for Minnesota. Pretty big for you. Meanwhile, Detroit, Kansas City,
huge,
begin a big series at the K tonight. The AL Central after Thursday will be pretty much decided.
Yeah, for the most part, I would say. I don't think the Guardians have any AL Central games left after this series.
You got going and won those final two games against Tampa Bay.
Yeah, should have won the second game of the series.
The Royals dropped game three of their series yesterday. Could have used that.
Could have helped them.
And Detroit's just making a charge, man.
That's what they've been doing.
I tried to tell you.
They're still just, they're a 500 team, basically. Yes, they're having a nice run, but Minnesota backed up to them. There's some other teams that haven't seized the opportunity to grab that second wild card, so Detroit gets to be back in it.
Well, they're a 500 team that was about 10 below 500 not very long ago.
Isn't it crazy
and
that...
Plus, they're four above 500 now.
Isn't it crazy that the AL Central has four teams above 500, but their overall record is like 40 games below 500? It might not be that high.
No, 20, let's see. I'm going to check you on that.
Close to 30.
Cleveland over 22. Cleveland 22. Royals 14. That's 36. Minnesota 9. That's 45. Detroit 4. That's 49. And meanwhile.
So it's 31.
Chicago is 80 games under 500.
Yeah, so it's 31.
Well, Chicago's been terrible.
Isn't that insane?
And you've all beefed up on playing them.
Not the guards so much.
But the
eight
I mean,
and five, everyone else.
Nothing against them.
I think
the Royals against everybody else, not the White Sox, are 70 and 67. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
The Twins against everybody, not the White Sox, are 68. And 69.
How do you know what their record is against the White Sox?
Because I know this stuff.
What is it?
They're both 12-1 in their season series.
Yes, that's correct.
Why do you wonder why I know things?
Because I don't know.
Doesn't that get tired for
you? I don't know if that gets around.
Do you think there's much about baseball I don't
AL,
know?
Answer
that question.
Non-AL Central circles?
Do you think there's much about the game of baseball that I don't know?
Absolutely.
Test me. Give me a question.
I don't have a question.
My gosh.
Who's the,
been doing this my entire life.
Who's the regular middle infield for the Blue Jays?
Bichette and, gosh, who's that?
I don't know who it is.
Schneider.
Davis Schneider? Could be. If you had internet working, I'd really be able to check that.
Well, I don't know what's going on with the internet. I got to figure that out. My internet works fine.
Yeah, because you're hooked up to Ethernet or something.
No.
I don't. That's strange.
I don't know what to tell you.
Bichette is on the DL, but yeah, basically.
Well, you said they're regular.
I know. I'm just saying. I didn't.
Now the Toronto Blue Jays are playing.
We played them yesterday.
All their young people, and they're still beating the Cardinals like a drum.
Spencer Horwitz.
They're playing guys I never heard of. I mean, I got an accountant named Spencer Horwitz.
Like Joey Loperfido and Will Wagner and
Brian
Servin.
I got a.
This is a no-name roster.
My guy that does my lawn is named Will Wagner.
Good for him.
Not really.
Well, there can also be baseball players named Will
Wagner. Sure there can. He's Billy Wagner's kid.
Exactly.
You didn't know that.
I'd heard it.
You did not know
that. Yes, I did.
You did not know that.
I had heard it, of course.
Or you would
have
said it earlier.
It didn't come to me immediately, but I have heard that,
yes. It came to me immediately.
Well, good for you.
So what does that tell you?
Nothing.
And what does it tell our listening audience?
I doubt anything.
That when it comes to knowledge, I'm a one-stop shop.
Did you get to face Bowden Francis in that series?
Did not. We missed him. He throws a no-hitter about every game. But it didn't matter. We could face Russ Francis and struggle.
Who's that?
Well, look him up. Former tight end for the New England Patriots.
Hall of Famer.
You didn't know Russ Francis?
Of course I know Russ Francis. Hall of Famer.
We could face Francis Scott Key. And struggle to score. You don't know who that is?
Of course I know Francis
Scott. I mean, what do you know?
Of course I know who Francis Scott Key is. He wrote America the Beautiful.
What is wrong with you?
What do you mean?
I mean, it's ridiculous what you don't know.
I know a lot of stuff.
K-State, we had Avery Johnson on a little bit ago. They go to BYU to face a 3-0 BYU team, not ranked, not really any impressive wins. They beat Wyoming over the weekend. They did beat SMU. But that game's a 9:30 start here in Kansas. And it's going to be a whiteout. They're apparently just going crazy out in Provo for this game.
Is that a Mountain Time Zone game?
Yeah. Won't that be interesting? That will be.
It's a.
Are you going to be able to make it up that late?
8:30 on a Saturday.
9:30.
Oh yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe. Might be able to watch the first half.
I'm going to have to take a long nap.
It's family weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend. Who's K-State have then?
Oh, dude, you don't. You won't get a ticket.
It's Oklahoma State.
Yes. You got tickets for that?
I doubt it.
That game,
but I'm sure our family does. I wonder if they'll let us go.
They have TV, you know, which has all the rights. They're not even going to announce that start time or network until Sunday.
Really?
Because that could be the national game of the week.
Marquee game in the Big 12 right now, probably.
If both of those schools hold up their end of the bargain.
Which, K-State at BYU, that's not going to be easy at all.
Well, that's why I asked. So, are you not listening?
Who's Oklahoma State have in between now and then?
Are you not paying attention to what I'm trying to say?
We already know K-State went on the road at Tulane and didn't.
Oklahoma State has Utah. So the two teams that we think, K-State and Oklahoma State, well, Utah's been mentioned as one of the favorites.
Of course.
So they're at home in Stillwater. Saturday afternoon against the Utes. I think I like all this. As I've said on this show previously, I'm not sure I'll like it in 5 years. But this is like getting a shiny new toy for Christmas that eventually goes in the closet and you never see it again.
I don't know.
I don't know how this realignment will affect me into
the novelty, I think.
But I really like it right now.
I think it'll be about the same. These are still big games, right?
But what we eventually think,
USC Michigan, that's going to be a big game almost every year. Now, when you're talking about the American Conference and it's Tulane against UT San Antonio, then no. That's not something that
excites. Well, now, wait a minute on the whole American. As I said on this show last week when the Mountain West sent four teams to the Pac-12, there's now six teams in the Pac-12. They need eight to be a qualifier.
Yeah, and it looks like they're trying to surge past eight even.
Looks like Memphis and Tulane, as I forewarned, are squarely in the sights.
Yeah, they might be in the sights, but is that really what Memphis wants?
Of course it is.
To go to this watered-down Pac-12?
Of course it
is. With eight teams?
It's not going to be that watered down.
And play they Colorado
get
the, State?
They get, oh, it's so much better than what they're in.
They need to get Cal and Stanford back.
Well, you know what they need to do?
What?
They're not going to get Cal and Stanford.
Well, they should.
What they need to do... I had this vision of the 12 teams that should make up the Pac-12, the new Pac-12.
Well, give it to us.
It involves UNLV. Let me look at this.
This conference, I already hate it.
Why?
Because these teams are middling programs.
UNLV just came in and beat Kansas.
Yeah, well, speaking of middling programs.
You didn't think that going in.
I sure didn't.
And where's KU Pat, by the way?
Got some accountability.
Yeah. So here's what I think. Memphis, Tulane, for sure. UNLV. I'd take Utah State. That might be it, although...
That's such a boring conference.
No, it's not boring.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not boring.
It's not a good conference, and that...
And then I'd look.
That is not a conference.
I'd look at the American, and I'd probably try to pluck South Florida to get into that Florida market, and I'd very strongly look at UTSA because I think that's a potentially dynamite football program that is still developing.
So we just rebuilt the MAC.
I like it.
That's not a conference. You can shout over me, but that is not a conference that will receive an automatic bid to the playoffs.
I wish I was in the hunt for
that's
this.
That's a group
I wish
of six
I wish I was at the table.
What a boring conference.
I wish I was at the table they're discussing this.
Hey, Marv.
No, that's Ted Woodward
and me. We got UNLV Tulane tonight.
You don't do that well.
You want to sit down and watch it with me?
I'll get Ted Woodward on this show tomorrow.
Good.
To do that.
Good. Please do.
And we'll talk about realignment in our own way. But don't you ever try to go there.
Oh, well, Marv was awful. Is livid about this.
That was awful.
Yeah, we can't really do the Bob and Jeff draft without Max.
Why is that?
Because he's our
judge.
He's our judge.
Well, we'll
not
bring
that
him
we
back
don't trust
next
Andrew,
week.
But he doesn't want to talk on the air, so that disqualifies
Andrew's
him.
Andrew's done a fantastic
immediately.
Job. Immediately. And for you to insinuate anything other than that.
I didn't.
Well, I thought I heard that.
He told us explicitly he will not talk on the air.
Well, the important thing is that he's talked to me.
You think he's afraid of it or just maybe
some
do kind
it.
Of stage
some
fright
people are
thing?
Like that. I don't want to run the board. That's not my thing.
But would you in a pinch?
No, I don't. I wouldn't know how. I'd have to get instruction. All these years I've been doing radio, I would have not the first clue of how to do what Andrew does.
What a job he's doing.
Well, there you go again. Insincere.
How is that insincere? We're on the air, aren't we? He must be doing something right.
He's done perfectly fine.
Absolutely. A higher compliment cannot be paid.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm thrilled with it.
Good.
Let's see here. I'm figuring out. We got a golf tournament coming up, League 42.
What's the date on that again?
2 weeks from Friday. It's coming right around the corner, October 4th, Sand Creek Station. We have a shotgun start at noon. were serving Ziggy's Pizza before the start, and were serving Emerson Biggins, Lou Lopez food. After,
shocker, right?
Right. After the tournament, we're giving away very cool prizes. It's a four-man scramble, and it is at Sand Creek Station, as I said, coming up on October 4th. Go to league42.org, register there at the link provided, the golf tournament link. We still have room for some foursomes.
If I put a foursome together, do I have to play?
No.
Just hang out at the clubhouse and then eat the pizza.
You wouldn't get to eat any pizza.
Why?
Because you're not playing. You're not a player.
You know, I pay to play. I just don't play.
You pay.
Yeah, just won't play.
You'd pay for the guys to play. $500?
I wouldn't pay for everybody. I'd pay for myself and expect them to pay their own way.
Well, who would play on your spot?
Well, I'd get Dave and Michael Hahn.
To play on your spot without paying.
Well, he can play or not play. I don't care what he does. But I'm just saying, can a foursome, entire foursome, not play?
Huh? So you'd put the money in.
Yeah, and just hope for a prize or a...
No, you wouldn't win any prizes. You got to play to get the prize.
Why?
Because it's based on how a team does.
Not always.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just luck of the draw.
Boy, you are.
It's not a raffle
the
at
way,
times.
The way that you're willing to just exhibit your ignorance.
Ignorance? There's no raffle element to it.
No, of course
it's all,
not.
It's all about score.
Yes, and, you know, closest to the pin, longest drive, those kinds of things.
Well, I don't want to embarrass everybody else by winning all those things.
Well, you wouldn't. You wouldn't win any of them. You're the worst golfer I've ever seen.
Oh, that's not true.
And I miss the game of golf. But I'll, no, I won't get back to it. Don't have time.
I don't probably into your golf days.
Yeah, well, those ended a while back. But there was a time when playing golf meant a lot to me.
But we've seen.
And you know I got
to
be.
You can say it's the end now. You can
you
say
know
you're
I got
retired
to be pretty
now.
Good, right?
You were all right.
I mean, pretty good.
Maybe.
My normal score was 82 to 87. And I got into the 70s four or five times.
Solid.
And got in the 90s still a little, but not the 90s. I didn't get to the 90s very often.
Well, maybe someday I'll take up the game. Probably not. But
no,
you never
will.
Your friend Doug Baber, he took it up when he was like
50. He did,
50.
And he got pretty good.
So it's anything's possible.
But he played all the time.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of time, money, energy, or desire.
We had some good times on the golf course.
Sure.
And at the 19th hole.
I witnessed a couple of those.
If you know what I'm saying.
I don't.
You don't know what the 19th hole
yeah,
is?
Of course I do.
I don't know what you know.
But
anymore.
I don't know what you're saying. Do you mean you just got lit and drove home, or what are you trying to say?
No, not that at all. We just had some fun.
Whatever you want to do.
Some fun on the, you know, that's what golfers do.
I think we...
You play the round, you go to the 19th hole, you brag about the round, you make it much better than it really was, and then that's it.
I think we're doing the story, so there might be some copycats out there, but you know who's playing at Sand Creek Station this week?
No, I don't.
Tony Romo.
He is?
PGA qualifier.
Really?
Yes.
What day?
I think it begins Wednesday.
Is that part of a tournament?
Yeah, I think. I think he's out here all week, but I think it starts either Wednesday or Thursday.
Are you going to get Tony?
We'll get Tony.
Of course, he's works for CBS.
Yeah.
I would hope you'd get first.
We should, right?
At him. You're the CBS affiliate.
I think, yeah, maybe we can get him on the radio show.
Well, now, if you pull that off, all bets are off.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Are you going to try?
Sure, I'll try.
Well, now you put it out there publicly.
I mean, I'm going to try.
Why didn't you just hold that in your hat?
I should have.
You should have, yes. Absolutely.
I should have. I shouldn't
should've.
Have said anything.
Right. Why did you?
At all.
Why did you?
So now the other scavengers are going to be...
Yeah, why did you say something?
I don't know. I should go out there, though, and talk to them.
You won't.
I should. I might.
You won't.
But why wouldn't I?
You're getting closer, but you won't.
Let's see when TJ's going out, and I'll go out with him.
You still won't.
Why? Did you read my piece on the Jacksons today?
The Jacksons?
Yeah. Tito Jackson died, and I recounted their tour opening at Arrowhead Stadium in 1984.
Well, good for you. 2 years after you were born, or less than 2 years after you were born.
Yeah, right there, July of 84, about a year and a half.
We'll see.
It was good. It was good stuff. I liked it. You should read it.
We'll look into it.
Just, you know, read it.
I got a lot going on.
It'll take you 5 minutes.
I got a kitchen remodel that got delayed for a couple days.
Why?
Because the guy had another job he's finishing.
Yeah.
But we'll get it going.
Bureaucracy, am I right?
Not really. I don't even know what you're talking
about.
All
the red tape you got to go through.
I wish you'd just not even talk.
All right. Have at it.
We are at the end of a Monday. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. See you then.